So first, I'd like to recognize we have some people here at the reserved seats. This is the retreat today. How was that? That's a good. Okay, name one thing that kind of inspired you or you that struck you today at the retreat. What is that? Lasagna struck you? Wow, that's very nice. You know, get you more of that, you know. But it's, you know, the RCI, the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults, people preparing to receive the sacraments with their sponsors. I hope you had a fruitful retreat, and this is the way to end the retreat, right? But as we talk about Christ the King here, well, what is the role of a king in general? What is a king supposed to do? To rule, I heard, to rule, to make judgments, right? Assess the situation and come to a solution. And that's exactly what Pilate's thinking. Well, Jesus, as a ruler of perhaps like an earthly kingdom, and he asks, are you the king of the Jews? And what is the response of Jesus? Well, you say that I'm a king, and also that my kingdom does not belong to this world. Christ the king of the universe, is not only the king of this world, but the king of the world to come. And that's why the readings all lead up to the gospel today. The first reading from Daniel says, his dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. And the second reading from Revelation says, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, the one who is, was, and who is to come, the Almighty. And if you had to think of a job description for Christ, the King of the universe, it's embedded in the creed that we say right after the homily. Think. The job description of Christ, the King, is embedded in the creed. Especially when we say something. You say, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus Christ, and we say, he will come again to... See, if I just put in a cue, you get it, you know? It's just like a... If he will come again to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Right? We celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King as the last week of our liturgical calendar year. And you say, okay, well, he will come again to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. We say that, we repeat that, but how does that sound to you? Like, do you like to be judged? Nobody likes to be. I mean, yeah, we say, well, I should not be judging you. You should not judge me. We should not judge each other. But there's a judgment, right? Yeah, even the Pope says, oh, who am I to judge? But maybe the Pope's not going to judge, but somebody's going to judge. And that's the final judgment of Christ the King, King of the universe. And when you think of that, like, are you ready? Like, raise your hand if you're ready. Oh, yeah, bring it, bring it. Like, I'm ready, you know, just put me on the stand. Anybody ready? No, nobody's ready, right? But it's coming, Christ the King. And that's why I think thinking of the final judgment kind of sounds a little scary. And if you see any depictions or imageries of Christ the King, is he like, oh, like happy jolly fella? No. Christ the King, he's a king and he's coming in full force to judge. And that's why it sounds a little scary. But for me, the Christ the King, the final judgment, it sounds a lot like some of the debate that's going on in education. Do we have any teachers here? Okay, teachers, yeah, that's good. You know, you're educators. If you're a teacher, you would know this. In education, when we teach the students, there's a difference between what we call formative assessment and summative assessment. And the kind of words speak for itself. But basically, summative assessment is somewhere along the lines of you have nothing due in the class except a final exam. Everything all sums up to one thing. Maybe like the SATs or ACTs. That's summative. Formative refers to kind of like a constant monitoring to kind of make sure that you're in the right track and there's feedback. So maybe there's a little quiz, there's an assignment, there's a paper to make sure that you're doing the right thing and keep you on track. Now, as a student, what kind of assessment do you prefer? Formative assessment or a summative assessment? When you get the syllabus, do you prefer a class where, okay, all the grade is based 100% based on one test? Or you want like 10% participation, 20% writing, and 30% projects, group work? Which one you want? The one that I was talking about, right? Or maybe not in the education field, but in the workforce. When you're working as an employee, do you prefer quarterly reviews? Or do you prefer an exit review after you're fired? Huh. Which one you want? Maybe you want the exit one. I don't know. You know, but for me, as a student, I dreaded the classes that had the summative assessment where the whole class was based on one exam. I dreaded those classes because, first of all, if I know there's a test, if I know there's nothing going on until the end of the semester, am I motivated to study? No. Absolutely not. I'll say, okay, yeah, I can read, I can not read, I can pay attention, not pay attention, but it's all right. I can just borrow somebody else's notes, or the exam won't be until the end of the semester. I have like 12 weeks, right? And second, because I was not motivated, do you think I studied? Well, I studied like the day before. You know, many countless nights of just all stressed out, you know, all-nighters we call it. Just, you know, starting from chapter one to the end of the book and several books. Or you could go with the other kind of assessment where the teacher kind of kept you on track. And you had quizzes, you had tests, little things, participation, projects. Well, in our spiritual lives, what kind of assessment do you want from Jesus? What kind of judgment do you prefer? Do you prefer a formative assessment or do you prefer a summative assessment? Do you want constant feedback from Jesus or you just want to wait until the end of time? Which one you want? Somebody at some of the other masses said, well, the other one, the summative, that sounds a little risky. Like a student taking a class with just a final exam, many of us look at our life and our relationship with Jesus Christ, I think, for the most part, in a summative manner. We look at our life, we look at our relationship with Jesus Christ, and just go, well, I'm living a good life, and, you know, life is long. You know, the new 50 is 40, the new 70 is 60, the new 90 is 80, you know, just, well, life is long, you know, I got a lot of time. You know, just live a good life, live a bad life. I could always rely on God's mercy at the end. And therefore, we're not so motivated, are we? We're not so motivated to grow in our relationship with God. And because we're not so motivated, we just say, well, I can always be a better person at the end. Life is a long journey. But there's also something called reality, right? Where I don't know if we can live that long. And I'm sure you know people who have passed away or who are sick. I know at the high school, St. Francis, you know, we just had a funeral mass for a kid who, you know, who died of a cancer. And other schools, just there's always people who die. And in my experience of visiting the hospitals, of visiting the nursing homes or people in palliative care before they die, I can usually tell when I visit the person, if that person is at peace. You know, the kind of person who has everything, like not only like all the legal stuff and trust and wills, but just this person is at peace because he or she has, you know, done a formative assessment of his spiritual life or her spiritual life. And the person is ready to go and receives the last rites, receives blessings from God, and just makes that smooth transition from this life to the next life. And there's also other people where I go visit and things are not in order. Things are not in order. And you can even tell, like when, you know, before they die, or even sometimes I'll go visit and they're already dead. And they're just, it's like their last facial expression before death is just like, something is not right. Something is unsettled. Business was not taken care of. You know what I mean? And I think, therefore, you know, we got to look at this. Christ the King, he will come again to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Why wait? My suggestion to you is don't take the summative approach where you just, okay, whatever, life is coming and just da-da-da. No, take a more active approach. Take a formative assessment in our spiritual lives. So what that looks like is for your homework this year, for today, this week, is reflect on the liturgical calendar year. Today marks the end, so that means when's the beginning of the liturgical calendar year? The first week of Advent. And it kind of depends on the year. It's not like a set date. It's usually like the first Sunday, the last Sunday of November, or the first Sunday of December, something like that. And think of the year 2015, this liturgical year, and do a formative assessment in your spiritual life with Jesus Christ. Just simply three things. Number one, what went well this year? What went well? Number two, what didn't go so well? And number three, what can I do to grow in my relationship with Jesus Christ for this upcoming Advent, which is next week? And you know, I kind of did a little assessment already, and I can tell you, you know, without making a general confession, okay? What went well for me this year is, you know, I really had to rely on the Lord in many things. A lot of times, most of my life, I kind of get what I want. And this year, there's a lot of things that I wish that I wanted and I didn't get. So I really had to rely on the Lord and let Him take the lead. And that really kind of helped me grow in my relationship with Him. And what didn't go so well? Well, I've developed some enemies. nobody at this parish, okay? But all right, I've developed some enemies, you know, and that's not a good thing, right? That's not what Jesus would want to do. I developed some enemies. So what can I do to grow is basically, as we approach the year of mercy, December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Wow, I need to work on that mercy. I need to work on perhaps asking for mercy and being merciful to these enemies that I have. So that's like a formative assessment of the year. And it's really important that I do this, or that we do a formative assessment, because if not, then it's just kind of like you're going to put it all into one shot here, the summative assessment, and you're either going to fail or most likely fail. Right? So take that formative assessment of your spiritual life. Take some time this week and look back at the year, 2015. What went well in my relationship with the Lord? What didn't go so well in my relationship with the Lord? And what can I do to improve for this upcoming year of Advent next week?